This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The son of newly elected Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore has been charged with a felony involving last November's election. Moore's son is charged with being part of a group of five Democratic activists who slashed the tires on vehicles Republicans had rented to get the vote out on Election Day. Chuck Quirnback of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Gwen Moore has been through many battles before. She's a former welfare recipient who served 16 years in the Wisconsin legislature before becoming the first African-American from Wisconsin elected to Congress. Yesterday in Milwaukee, Moore got a tough lesson in the greater scrutiny that members of Congress receive when she joined her 25-year-old son, Sawande Omokunde, at the local courthouse for Omokunde's initial appearance on a felony charge. When the two left the courtroom together, reporters were waiting to pepper Moore with questions.
Did you ground your kid?
Creating jobs for our community.
I've got a great.
I have a fantastic assignment in the United States Congress.
Did your son intend to interfere with people voting?
Moore refused to speak about her son's case as she was leaving the courthouse. Prosecutors say the Moore family's problems began here, amid a small string of modest buildings along Capitol Drive on Milwaukee's north side. Republicans are relatively rare in this neighborhood, but last fall the GOP had a campaign office here and gathered about two dozen vehicles to shuttle voters and Republican monitors to the polls on Election Day. Milwaukee prosecutors say Congresswoman Moore's son was one of five Kerry campaign workers who slashed many of the vehicle's tires just before dawn. Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann says Representative Moore and higher-ups in the Democratic Party did not know about or sanction the vandalism. But even so, he says the spotlight is on Gwen Moore.
It's a sad day for all of us as a community to see this happen, to see it's troubling. And it was, I don't want to ever see it again.
University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Governmental Affairs Professor Mordecai Lee is a former Democratic legislator. He says it's tough for any parent to see his or her child charged with a felony.
But it's especially awkward for an elected official because when you think about it, elected officials are dependent on public opinion. And something like this can make them look bad. And nobody wants something that makes them look bad.
But Lee says Representative Moore may escape permanent political damage because the charge against her son comes at the beginning of her term. The case may turn on testimony of a security guard who says he saw a suspicious car leaving the scene, and on the comments of a Democratic activist from Virginia who was in Wisconsin when the vandalism occurred. If convicted, the defendants could face jail time and a fine. Wisconsin Republicans contend that the tire slashing is a case of political sabotage and say they don't want prosecutors to plea bargain this case. Representative Moore's son, Sawande Omokunde, and the other four defendants are due back in court next week. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnback in Milwaukee.